And we will be back with my guest, Paul Von Ward, shortly, author of Children of a Living Universe. We're talking about how humanity is on the threshold of understanding its true identity as co-designers of our self-learning universe, as described in Paul's book, Children of a Living Universe. Now is the time to realize that we have a major responsibility of the survival of our species on this planet. We will be back to discuss this and more on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to the show. Paul Von Ward is my guest. We're talking about his latest book, Children of a Living Universe, and we're talking about consciousness, awareness, self-learning, a self-guided and self-learning universe. Explain once again what that is, Paul. What is your example of a self-guiding and self-learning universe?
Well, I think the universe is based on the principle of evolution. That is, it started out as a intention from some conscious source, and when that intention was expressed in sound and energy, we had the inflation of our universe as we know it. And what we are talking about is that we, as a part of that universe, an aspect of that universe, are a conscious species, and we're involved in the self-evolution, self-actualization of not just ourselves, but our part of the universe in many, many dimensions.
All right. Well, we are taking callers, and as you're listening to this conversation and want to contribute, give us a call. Let's go to our West of the Rockies caller, David from Florence, Arizona. David, you have a question for Paul Von Ward.
Yes. Good morning.
Hi.
I called in approximately 3.5 years ago when Dr. Paul Davies, world-renowned astrophysicist, was on.
Mm-hmm.
He was discussing the nature of the cosmos, and I had called in to suggest that the laws of physics do not have a formula or equations that account for consciousness. I called in to suggest that the cosmos, the reality that we live in, is much more than just the physical. I'm calling tonight to suggest that this intention that is behind our consciousness is actually God. The Word of God says that God says that my word does not go out and come back void. So that there is intention in the cosmos, in our reality. It's not happenstance. It's not accident. It's not probability. It's something that is evolving by the will of God. And
Paul,
I would also like to suggest that God has another name it's not secret, but it's not well known. He has another name, which is love. He has many, many names in the Bible, but His name that's kind of secret is the one that we most need to know, and that's love. Love goes out, and it does not come back void.
That's actually a really good point, David, about love. I haven't heard you use that word, Paul. What is your opinion about you? I mean, we've talked about consciousness, awareness, self-learning, but we haven't talked about love.
Well, love is one of those emotions that we have. In a universe such as ours, which is a purposeful, goal-directed, and when I say goal-directed, I don't mean that it has a specific target, because if it's a self-evolving, self-developing universe, it does not have, at the beginning, the end result. It is a organism which has great potential in many, many different directions, But the actual outcome at some point in time of billions of years from now, the way the universe ends up after that birth or rebirth of the universe, I like to think of it as a rebirth, just as we do reincarnation of individuals. I think universes have that same sort of cycle. So love, then, is a word on you know, that we use in English. It is just a way to demonstrate the connectedness of all aspects, the attraction and the intention of having that positive interaction with its other beings, another individual, the earth itself, the universe itself. So love is really the thing that is the glue that holds all of these various activities that go on in our brain, in our community, in our galaxy. You know, we, any of these words that we use, they are words that apply to all of these aspects of the universe. And I just want to just comment on the gentleman's comment a moment ago. I think that we, one of the things we're doing now is dividing ourselves when we use the term God, because it has so many connotations, and everyone wants to attach themselves to that word. And that is divisive, because these are only the belief systems of the world views of different groups. And so that's why I'm trying to stay away from that, because saying God, and as he did use the term, the Father, you know, it's a male connotation, and that the universe is not that. The universe is a whole organism, and it has its aspects of male, female, and all of the degrees between the male and the female. So anyhow, I just want to try to make that point why I don't use those religious terms.
But the word love doesn't have any specific
device. No, love is a different, that's a different concept.
Energy, different energy completely. All right, back to our phone calls here. We've got our wild card line B from Sioux City, Iowa. Hi, B, do you have a question for Paul Von Ward? Hi.
What do you believe in afterlife?
What was that again?
What is it that Paul believes in afterlife?
Afterlife.
Yeah.
I would not use the term afterlife. I would use the term between lives, because the whole process is one of evolution, and that we go from one dimension to another, and it's not just from one dimension to one more dimension. It is probably several dimensions. And so what we're doing is the spot of intention, the spot of consciousness that is in our physical form in this moment when we're talking on this network tonight. But as we go from one lifetime to another dimension, and then we return back as a physical being, and we don't know how many times that goes in a trajectory of an individual before we sort of graduate from that process. But I suspect, in terms of the universal principles that we're talking about, is that we have many, many lifetimes and many interdimensional existences.
I would love to know how, and thank you very much for your call, B, because it opened up the conversation about multidimensional realities. How do we access these different dimensions Paul? How do you get to them?
Yeah, and it's like what you were saying, the deja vu. That's one thing that I always think about. Like, I felt like I was there before.
Is that a different dimension? Good question. Paul?
Well, I think our deja vus are memories from previous experiences. And I think that because we are on our own individual trajectory, our own pathway of self-actualization from lifetime to lifetime, we have to learn things that we have set out as our objectives or goals for our own trajectory, not just in a lifetime, but for many lifetimes. So we repeat patterns in different lifetimes. And so when we walk into a situation with a group of people or we're in a physical location and we say, oops, I've been here before, I think that that is a memory from that previous lifetime, and you are just reminding yourself that you are on track.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Oh, nice. Nice reframe that you're on track. Now, okay, wait. I'm on you about this multidimensional access. I don't believe I've gotten that answer yet. How do you access the multidimensional realities?
Well, I think at the core of ourselves, we are in all of those dimensions. But I think in each dimension, we have a level of awareness which is different from other dimensions. Let's just say in the physical dimension that we're in now, our memory base, our knowledge base is constrained by our consciousness having to function through our brains, through our neuronal networks. It involves our amygdala, which has our emotions grounded there, and we have our prefrontal cortex, where we have the memories of a lot of things that we've learned in this lifetime, and they are mixed with memories from previous lifetimes. But it's constrained. So in terms of how do we know of the about these other dimensions, one of those ways to access it is probably through dreams, that some of that bleeds through our brain.
Like lucid dreaming? Or just as we sleep?
Well, it's as we sleep. In other words, when we relax our physical brain, we have the energetic images or memories are filtering through, and I think that's one possibility. I think that many of us have the capability of going into a loosened, I'll use that word, which opens our sphere of consciousness, and we can communicate with other minds, either from our physical realm, with people who are on the other side of the globe, but also at the same time with a field of consciousness in another dimension. Now, you know, people have used the term astral dimension,
travel. Mm-hmm.
The heaven, you know, we go to heaven and come back. These are just labels that we put on these different dimensions, but some of them are more expansive than we can have in our brain. And I would think that when there is a higher level of development, we're likely to be able to have even a broader expanse.
You're saying that there's many different ways to access.
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. We talked about the notion of boundaries. So there's no solid, impermeable boundary around our head. You know, there are holes through that boundary, whatever it is, and things bleed through. The mention of déjà vu, that's just letting something come from our subconscious memories.
It sounds like you're saying déjà vu, like V-I-E-W.
Well, that's one déjà vu has a time connotation. In other words, I've already had that view.
Mm-hmm, it does, yeah.
But there are other ways of thinking about it. Maybe even it's a present kind of awareness, which is not in the past, but we're picking up the ideas, the images from our higher selves, which are more flexible and open than our physical self,
mm-hmm.
or we're picking up communications from other people in those dimensions.
Okay, so I think I've gotten my answer, basically. A loose answer. All right, so let's go back to the calls here. We've got Sean in our wild card line from Burnsville, Minnesota. Sean, you have a question for Paul Von Ward.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for the work you guys do. It's beautiful.
Great.
So I was just like sitting here and I was thinking the question of what we can do as humanity. And I was thinking about, you know, like I remember I work a lot with the indigenous way of life and the concept of all my relations. Mm-hmm. And I remember one day meditating upon that concept of all my relations. And I was thinking about the fact that like I'm like an atom in a greater being that is aware of itself. And that idea really opened up a whole bunch of space in my mind to the interconnectedness of all things, to the degree of like feeling the wind, realizing that I am the wind, so I can experience the wind as wind. And what that unlocked is another dimension of consciousness, another dimension of awareness in my existence. And that goes inversely, like, you know, infinitely as like we learn more and experience more. So the question I raise is, like, as a species, really going back to ways of the indigenous, like, life of the people who live with the earth and the experience of all that is earthly, the multiple dimension of the experience of earth here as we live it, you know, like, coming in tune with the plants, the sense of community that comes with that way of life where, like, you know, we live as an entire village. The village lives with each other.
I love that concept. Yes. I love the vastness of your question, and I am tracking you in terms of the space that it gave you.
I'm sorry.
I get it. I totally do.
Yeah.
That's great. That is great. So your question to Paul was about going back to the indigenous cultures and what we can learn from them?
Well, you know, like really like going, yeah, like learning the way that they lived with the earth. Like, you know, in such a grand scheme, it's like, you know, like everything that we've been talking about tonight, like, you know, is experience that I've had, like, you know, in forms of living in the woods, being out inside of that experience and being at indigenous ceremonies and practices and seeing the multiple levels of creation. And it was nothing more than this giant community of people, like, you know, brothers, sisters, friends, families, children, elders, like a whole entire like community of hundreds of people coming together and gathering, harvesting the food, bringing it to the table, you know, and the reverence and the power of, you know, as a community, raising our food and our vegetables.
And Paul, you
know, to like really change that experience, like she's saying, so we don't make Mother Earth be a black spot in the universal experience.
Right. And Paul, you do reflect on our indigenous cultures in your body of work, don't you? We just have like a few seconds here before we have to go to break. I want you to continue with this question.
Yeah.
As we come back.
Yeah, we mentioned that earlier when I talked about the advanced civilizations, and I also mentioned the Aboriginal or the Native people who were outside of the cultures of these advanced beings.
Right.
And that is very important, and I think we got off the track of that when we created this division between physical sciences and magical religion.
Right, so we need to go back to nature. All right,
we need to go back.
We will take a quick break and we will come back with your calls. This is Lisa Garr. You're listening to Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back. This is Lisa Garr, and my guest is cosmologist Paul Von Ward. We're taking your callers here. Let's go to first-time caller Ray from Salinas, California. Ray, you have a question for Paul Von Ward. Question or comment?
Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
Hey, good evening. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
You too.
Paul, you as well, sir.
Thank you.
Ray Vargas here. Local telemarketer here for Community Service Project.
Okay.
A local fundraising company.
And your question?
And, me and my coworker, we talk about this show quite often, and we're trying to grasp the real concept of the dimension. Like, what exactly is that? Like, is that like that old TV show Sliders? Is it something to do like that? Or
mm-hmm. Paul?
Exactly. Is that where we're kind of getting at? Because, as I started listening to the show, it started having me think more and more and.
Right, about parallel universes and different dimensions.
Yeah.
Paul, what is your concept around that?
Well, my definition is, because I'm considering that the whole universe and probably multiverses or omniverses, there had to be something before our universe. So we have a real complex model here of reality. But for me, the dimensions are what I would call the level of conscious awareness. So let's say that we have one-celled organisms on this planet. Their awareness, the level of awareness, is very small, but every living cell has at least a little bit of consciousness, awareness of itself, and we know that viruses now can change themselves to go around our antibiotics.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that's the lower level. And then you go from species to species with different levels of conscious awareness. So now we as humans, in my view, is that we are the highest level of physical conscious awareness here, and that the next level for our mind, our brain, our consciousness, whatever word we want to use, is at another level that is not physical, but it has a much larger field of awareness, that is, knowledge of the universe. And the higher you go in these dimensions, the more awareness and consciousness you have, and therefore the more power to have intentions and
focused intentions you were talking about earlier,
focused
right?
Focused intention, mm-hmm. Which then produces other levels of the universe.
And awareness as well.
Yeah.
All
and
right.
So that's the model that I see, and then the ultimate one, of course, is the full awareness of the universe, the source itself.
Mm. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. We have to take another quick break, and we'll come back with your calls. This is Lisa Garr. You're listening to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. We are expanding our field of awareness here on Coast to Coast. My guest is cosmologist Paul Von Ward. We're taking your calls here. We've got wild card line Mary from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Tuscaloosa, sorry about that. I rented this tongue. What is your question, Mary?
Yes, thank you. First, I wanted to say I'm a disabled veteran, and I'm having difficulty getting a hold of books. I am computer illiterate, but otherwise functional, and would like to have a phone number if possible. They used to give them out so you could order books. I'm a caller and longtime listener, and enjoy Mr. Woodard's, Von Ward's. And he's very enlightening, and I need to delve into it more with his book.
All right.
My question is, for one of them, is when you go through these more self-actualization, you know, then you're traveling different, what you call, higher planes of existence. And then when you pass away, go to different planets in different dimensions according to your development. What do you thought of that? And then my other question.
Wait, Paul, well, let's give Paul a chance to answer the first one. Paul, first of all, do you have a phone number people can call? Let's address that first for ordering books.
Yes, she can call me at 706-864-6801.
Okay, and by the way, what is the website?
And the website is www.vonward.com. And there are also
lots of information on your website
for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Articles, all sorts of great information in your video on your website. So can people who have crossed over go into an alternate universe? Can you contact them there?
Well, you know, that's very speculative. I don't know that we have any solid evidence that we are able to go to either different planets or universes. I know a number of people who have claimed that they have gone from a near-death experience or some other experience and have traveled to another planet and coming back. But I think the evidence that we have is rather, you know, personal and unique. We don't have the database, it seems to me, to make a hypothesis about that. It's likely that it's possible, but I don't think we have enough information to really have a model to talk about it.
Mary, did we get to your question there?
I just didn't think it conflicted with religion because he said that there were many mansions and he goes to prepare a room for you. I was just thinking the planets could be the room. That was just my theory.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
We don't know how to interpret, you know, those ancient languages describing that.
But, it's also up to individual interpretation sometimes because your belief system that then you project onto it. All right, going back to the phones here, wild card line, John in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Do you have a question for Paul Von Ward?
Yes, I do.
Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What is your question, my friend?
We get the four fundamental forces, right? You hear that?
The fourth fundamental force? What was that?
The four fundamental forces. They're basically the forces that are behind everything.
Mm-hmm. And your question is about those?
It's really hard to say. At Big Bang, this is my theory, right? The four fundamental forces, they come together, boom, and...
And how these all relate to consciousness?
I'm pretty sure... Exactly.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. So, Paul, how do they relate to consciousness?
Well, what I was trying to describe earlier on in the show tonight is that we have these different layers, and you start out with matter as the most concrete, but in terms of the fundamental force, it's the other end of that spectrum, which is consciousness itself, which was the intention of whatever the source is of our universe. And so what we're doing when we talk about fundamental things, because we're in this physical body, we tend to think of physics as the fundamental level of reality. But what we're
coming to understand in physics is that as we get down to the smaller particles and to the energy that is activating the particles, and then you get to that, it's something that is simple as an idea, a design, a pattern. And the pattern comes from the consciousness. So if that is the case, it's like Plato a couple of thousand years ago said, you know, the core, the fundamental thing is the idea, the information. We call them today infobits in physics. So that's the fundamental area that I think that your caller is trying to articulate.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, great. Thank you for that. Let's go to west of the Rockies. Joseph calling from Los Angeles. You have a question for Paul Von Ward.
Hey, what's going on? Been waiting so long. Man, so many different topics that wandered through my mind. I'm not really sure where I want to start.
Lots of different topics, yes. But we are talking overall about the fundamental aspects of our universe, consciousness, awareness. Is that jogging memory?
Well, I have one thing to say about that.
Okay.
You know, from my personal experience with what this reality is, I've come to realize that light is like one of the most important things for our existence, because we have to remember we need light to perceive even the darkest particles. And, you know, they say in the beginning there was darkness. How do we know? Because in the beginning there was enlightenment. There was light within darkness. So, you know.
Paul, do you have any theories around cosmology and light?
Yeah, well, I think I mentioned it briefly at one point earlier. When we look at a spectrum, you know, of starting with the matter that we are, the physical particles that we are, that you have to say, okay, that is the final product, but where did it come from? And your caller is referring, of course, to Genesis, which I happen to think is a piece of information from advanced beings in those earlier civilizations. It means something very different than a biblical interpretation. But it means that the fundamental thing is the sound. After the intention, creates sound, and sound then can then activate light. And then light moves us into the other levels of physics that we're talking about. So that's what I'm trying to describe. I mean, we're in very ethereal topics
mm-hmm,
here,
mm-hmm.
But I think that's what it is.
That makes sense. I mean, we are in ethereal topics, but that's where this conversation, you know, went and started. But you know what's really, really interesting, Paul, is remember when I asked you earlier if we feel that the scales have tipped towards destruction or construction? And based on the callers and the consensus that we're getting from the great, you know, comments and questions coming through the lines, I'm seeing we're in constructive direction. We're in a progress of a direction, which is really refreshing. It's a really great conversation. Let's continue with the callers here. Let's see who we've got. Toby, our wild card line. Toby from Daytona. Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Toby, what is your question for Paul?
I am so pleasured to be on the air with you guys. One of the things I hate is that people preempt some of the questions and things that they have, but it behooves your guests when a conversation is this deep to actually take notes so that they can follow into the conversation and know where they were and what it is that they want to do. But it's amazing to me that C2C is demonstrating that radio hosting is not a male-dominated industry, and that Lisa Gar is just as much of a presence on radio. Analytical thinking is not a male-dominated aspect.
Aww.
And so I am very proud and impressed with what you do with the show.
Oh,
and
thank you.
There's no such thing as male dominance in thinking. And
I second that.
Representing the divine feminine.
Thank you, Toby. To this show. I cannot go. Sometimes I cannot go to sleep unless I listen to the show.
Mm-hmm. And many feel that same exact way. Yes.
Tonight, I have been made aware that there is another great voice. I'm very impressed, and I'm super surprised that I'm not going to sleep now because your voice is great. But you guys have touched on so many things, and I'm just going to fly through my small ends of notes.
Okay. In your question?
You guys have touched on so many things. Musical geniuses, I have interviewed so many friends of mine. I'm a musical person. I'm a theater person. I'm not a musician. But so many musical geniuses that I have talked to, they sometimes interpret music as not only numbers, but some of my musical genius friends interpret music as colors. And so you talk about love is a universal language, music is a universal language, math is a universal language.
And this
all speaks to the total interconnectedness, which is everybody's main point tonight. This is the whole essence of your show, and this is probably the most pertinent show that I have ever listened to on Coast to Coast. In eight years I've listened to Coast to Coast. This is probably the most important, because right now we're working it out right now live on radio, our subtle differences and where we're trying to find common denominators and where we can move forward.
God bless the people.
Yes. a great point was brought up early in the show, where it doesn't matter what your background is or your belief or what your station is in life, or we're still on the same team. We are still living on the human dome. This is one existence. We are one reality. And no matter what you're brought up as, no matter what your background is, love is eternal. Math is eternal. Music is eternal. These are all things that you have all touched upon.
And I love your vibe, my friend. And I love that we are talking about expanded awareness here as well. And that was just an awesome, awesome, awesome call. Thank you so much. And we are running out of time here, unfortunately. And I wanted to just have Paul get a chance to give once again his website and a way that we can reach him. And thank you for igniting the lines tonight. Paul, you have put us on a positive trajectory.
Well, that's because we're all connected. We're all in this particular moment in time when we are teetering on the brink of something. And I think you are right that we are in a constructive mode because we are all talking about the inner realms, which are the most powerful. And if we can activate that in our society and get us to thinking about ourselves as being one large organism to make our part of the universe the best possible universe, then we'll be in the right track. So my website is just www.vonward.com. And I have to say that my books are, you know, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
Easy to find as well.
And so on. So
thank you. Thank you so much, Paul, for joining me tonight. It's been a pleasure talking with you. Same way, I'm not going to be able to sleep either. I love this conversation. And I thank everyone who stayed on hold for hours to talk on the radio tonight. I love your participation. It's your participation that makes this show happen. So thank you so much. And thank you to Coast to Coast. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware.